Welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Ryan Herpin, and today I'm sitting down with someone who understands that business, you know, it really in business, presence speaks before you do. You know, first impressions really matter. So today my guest is Demetric Simmons, founder and creative director of Dacasso Custom, a Houston luxury tailoring brand built around presence, confidence, and the belief that how we present ourselves can shape how we're really received by others. Through custom suits, jackets, trousers, and made-to-measure garments, Dacasso Custom positions style as a power statement, not an afterthought. You know, the brand's message is clear. Dress how you want to be addressed. And I've got to say, I absolutely love that. So, Demetric, thank you for being here with me today. This is such a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you for having me.
You know, and it's funny because, you know, I show up and I'm like, I know what this guy does, and I know I probably should have dressed my best. But man, you're killing it.
So. Hey, appreciate it, man. No problem. You look good.
Yeah,
I love the blazer now. I love the blazer.
I was going to blind you with the ball.
Yeah, but hey, if I take my hat off, man, it's covering my bald head. So
hey,
we're bald and bearded.
Yeah, there we go. So bald to our audience, bearded. You know, if you're bald and bearded, we love you. But
thumbs up to you, baby.
In this segment, we're going to dive into something that is, you know, easily overlooked a lot of the time, and that's just how much your personal image can impact your business. You know, this is not just about fashion. It's about credibility, trust, authority, and the signals professionals send before the first handshake. You know, the pitch can all be changed. The negotiation can all be impacted all by the way you approach it, by the way you dress, by the way you carry yourself, and it leads all the way through to the start of what you wear on your feet, and it can change everything. You know, with more leaders paying attention to executive presence and how they can show up in the marketplace, this conversation connects personal branding to real business outcomes. And Dacasso Customs frame everything, you know, garment as a part of clients, well, power statement, you know, which makes this a strong entry point into how style influences conversation, confidence, and well, perception. So to start things off in Biz Talk, I like to dive in with some heavy hitter questions.
Uh-oh.
So to start this off, you know, when I hear your phrase, dress how you want to be addressed, what do you want business owners and professionals to truly understand immediately by this?
Well, think about it. That phrase, dress how you want to be addressed. That means anytime a person sees you, they're going to automatically think something about you. So my objective, and what I want the business people to understand is that your initial presence is very important. It can make a person want to do business with you or not. They see you in a certain way based on what you dress like.
You know, it's funny. We always hear the saying, you know, don't judge a book by its, you know, by its cover. I've learned very quickly in my career when I went from a welder to a director of a big company to we sold that company for an absurd amount to now I help other businesses for a living. I learned one thing. Some of the older people in this industry and business all around, they do judge books by their cover. And
absolutely,
it's an unfortunate fact, but reality is we can play this in real time every day. When you meet somebody new at the grocery store, when you meet somebody that you want to do business with, how they present themselves matters to you. So, you know, what are the biggest mistakes professionals make when their appearance does not match the level of opportunity they truly want?
Well, think about it. So when your appearance is not there, right, if it doesn't match what you're trying to do, as you said, people now do judge a book by its cover. So when you're not dressed in a certain way, then you're limited the opportunity that you can have. Because if you go to the grocery store, you go to a nightclub, you go to different places, and you look a certain way, now it gives you an opportunity to get into certain rooms that you probably wouldn't be able to. Because they're going to judge you.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely makes a difference. Now, think of it like this. I'm a business consultant.
Absolutely.
I work with companies all different ranges and sizes. There's definitely businesses where I show up, three-piece suit, look real sharp, got to be on my best behavior.
Right.
Then there's other businesses a little bit smaller where I've got to go out to the shop and communicate with welders, fabricators. If I dress too much, you know, too well or too high, it can definitely create barriers in our communication. Have you seen that really make a play in people's everyday kind of lives?
Oh, absolutely. Because you want to dress for the occasion.
See, that's
dress,
key.
Like that's you said, key. If you went to a welder spot in a three-piece suit, they might think, uh-oh, what's about to happen here?
Yeah.
And so
yeah. That new boss was
what's going on? So now their respect of you is definitely higher, but they might not want to speak as much because they might be in fear. So we have to understand where we're going, and what's the occasion so we can make sure we're dressing that particular way.
You know, it's funny. My first bit of exposure to the executive world was through my mentor. Mm. He saw me in his company. I was turning heads, changing things, making great moves. And he took me under his wing, one of the owners of this big company.
Okay.
And the first time I saw him, he walked out of the shop in Stingray boots, jeans, a Rolling Stones t-shirt, and a blazer over top. And I was like, this guy screams, I own this place, but I do what I want. Mm. And I was like, okay, I don't know if I should introduce myself or if I should be really worried about making eye contact with the guy. But he was more approachable because, well, he dressed for where he was going to be that day. I've seen him in board meetings. I've seen him deal with investors. Right. And he changes the way he dresses based upon the setting that he's in.
Right.
And I think one thing that, you know, looking at DeCasso is you help people understand what's the right occasion, what's the right outfit, and how people want to present themselves. You make sure that happens.
Absolutely.
And I find power in that. Now, a fun question I have is, you know, how do you separate dressing expensively from dressing intentionally? Because a lot of people think the more expensive the suit or the outfit, the better it is.
Right, right.
I don't know where that really lies.
No, I don't think that's the case. Because when you buy something expensive, it's just a price tag. Mm. But now intentional is a something that you're actually doing, right? So you're saying, okay, I'm going to be intentional in what I'm trying to present myself as to be, right? So I had a client, right? He had this beautiful suit on. And I told him, I said, hey, I can make you the same suit, but it will be custom to you. The reason why he said no, because it was expensive and had a particular name brand on it. So some people have this idea that expensive is the way to go, but it's not intentional because you got to think about the fit, the way it looks on you, and the confidence you get from that. So it's important to make sure not you're not just spending money on something that just because it's expensive, but you want to make sure you're very intentional about the details.
I like that. You know, focusing on the intentionality is a very, very important thing because it does highlight, you know, it changes everything in the dynamic of a conversation, relatability to people, and that is important. You know, it's something that can easily be overlooked. You know, what changes do you see in a client when their outward presentation really actually finally matches what they're trying to accomplish?
It's like a transformation, Ryan. I'm telling you, so let me give you experience, right? I had a client came to my shop, his order came in, and he was kind of down. But as soon as he put his outfit on, oh my, new man. I'm talking about his posture was straight.
Yeah.
He started smiling. You know? I seen a little swag that he had.
Yeah, so, and all of a sudden the shoulders started swaying.
You know, it's crazy. So what happens, it boosts their confidence. And it make them feel good about themselves. So that transformation is a beautiful thing when you buy something that actually fits you. And I love that.
So you're actually addressing one of the concepts I have in a book that's coming out. And
okay.
It's, you are what you believe.
Mm.
So if you set yourself up a certain way, if you present yourself a certain way, if you believe you are something, doesn't matter what it is that's helping you believe that, you're going to be that. You're going to act in accordance with what you believe.
Right.
And being dressed nice.
Yes.
Being dressed for the occasion. Feeling important. Feeling recognized. Mm-hmm. Feeling like $1 million. You're going to start walking like you're $1 million.
Absolutely.
And I noticed that myself going from, you know, welder to director of operations in a big company. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. I started dressing nice for the job. They said, hey, you know, you probably should start wearing collared shirts. Probably should stop wearing jeans all the time.
Right.
It's like, okay, let me try this. Bought my first suit. Mm-hmm. And I show up and I was like, man, I feel good. People treat me a little different. You know, I'm walking my head held high.
Yes.
Even though everyone knows at the time I was quite a bit younger than most of them, but I was the person that was now responsible for them. And it changed everything from it gave me perspective.
Right.
Not in a bad way, not in a way of authority and power, but in a way of, oh, if I believe I'm qualified, capable, I can do more.
Right.
And it started with, how do I feel about the way I look?
Right.
And what you do changes that for people completely.
Man, that is the truth. There's a book that I like. It's called The Magic of Believing.
Ooh, okay.
You should look it up, because everything starts inside the mind. If you start thinking negative about yourself, what will happen to you? Now your whole perception is down. But if you start thinking positive about yourself, saying I feel great, immediately you start to feel better. And so that's what happens when you put something on that fits you, that looks good. Now you're starting to feel good about yourself. You start to believe, oh, I can do this. I can jump over a mountain, climb a mountain. Yep. I can do anything I want to, right? Because now you believe that.
It's funny. You actually just addressed the exact concept in that book. Is everything is influence.
Uh-huh.
That influence really creates your thoughts, and those thoughts dictate your actions.
Yes.
So it starts with the influence you have. And looking in the mirror and feeling good and seeing that you look good is great influence.
Yes.
It changes the way you think, the way you perceive stuff, the way you interact with the world around you and those, you know, that you're dealing with. So to our audience, I've got to say, you know, dress the part.
Mm-hmm.
Something I learned is it's always a safe bet to dress one level above what you think is appropriate. Because it's one thing to be the underdressed person in the room. I'd rather be the guy that's slightly overdressed than underdressed. Now, I've made my fair share of mistakes, but you know, sitting with you, it does highlight and kind of remind me of some of the major importance of dressing the part, being confident in you, and it can start with how you're presenting yourself to others.
Absolutely.
Connection is the way that our society goes around.
Absolutely.
So, coming up next, I'm diving into what it really takes to build a luxury brand from scratch, and why brand discipline matters just as much as creative vision. So stay with me, we'll be right back for more. Welcome back to Biz Talk. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media app, TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. On the move? Catch the podcast version at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and so much more, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. So we are back, and we are still here with Dimitrik. So I'm just going to be honest with you, man. This is turning into a fun conversation.
Oh, man,
really
enjoying
quickly, because this is not something that I get to really think about too much on a regular basis anymore.
Okay.
But being in business so deep, I see the importance of what you do.
I thank you
and,
for that.
And now, you know, I want to get into the entrepreneurial side of this story. You know, building a luxury brand is one of the hardest things to do because, well, customers are not just buying a product. They're buying taste, trust, consistency, identity. And Dacasso Custom has grown from a local vision into a rising brand with serious media visibility. I mean, look. You're on national television right now.
I can't believe it. Mama, we made it.
That's like the first thing I said, too. That was great. But, you know, it's crazy because now, you know, you've got runway moments coming and a clear point of view in the market.
Yeah.
And this is a powerful thing. Now, as a consultant, I've actually helped launch two clothing brands.
Oh, wow.
And it's not easy.
No, it's not.
And that stuff that has a model that is cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And it realistically, with the right marketing strategy, it works over and over.
Right.
With what you do, I have never consulted or worked with a business like yours. And what you do, it is custom made.
Yes.
It is not an easy market. You've got big names out there that are in the competition, yet you're finding a way to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things I definitely want to talk to you about today.
Okay.
So, you know, in this segment, I want to kind of make this relatable for our audience. You know, this segment is all going to be about execution. You know, I'll move from the, you know, founder journey into the mechanics of building a premium brand, you know, the positioning, the reputation, the, you know, the patience, quality control, and the discipline truly required to scale without losing the essence of what made the brand special in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in my style of business, it's your reason why is everything.
Mm-hmm.
What you do doesn't matter. The reason why you do it is really all that drives it.
Right.
It's the difference between someone singing the national anthem that is just a citizen, has had a cushy life, someone singing the national anthem that had their arms and legs blown off at war. That's two different reasons why you're singing that national anthem. And I think of that in business. You're doing this, and I want to dive into this a little bit, you know, in a strong way.
Okay, let's go.
You know, when I look at your journey, what was the real turning point where this stopped being an idea and became a brand?
Ooh, so one word. Rejection.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta elaborate on
so,
that.
So, all right, let me tell you.
You gotta dig in.
All right, so I'm always wearing suits, right? And so a lot of clients was asking me, hey, where do you get your suits from? And I wanna buy them from you. So I reached out to the company that I was buying my suits from and tried to do a wholesale deal with them. And then somebody say, I want to buy your suits. I want to wholesale them. I'm going to get a lot of connections that want suits. They told me no. They rejected the offer. And here's the reason why. Because I did not have enough followers on Instagram. That's it. They said, nope, we're not going to do it. So that night when they rejected me, I said, I'm not worried about that. I'm going to do better than them. I'm going to start my own company. And I started my own company that night.
I can relate to that on a deep level. And, you know, a lot of my audience already knows some of my stories and some of the background in there. And my turning point of, you know, I'm going to live life on hard mode. Mm. And I'm going to take this seriously. And I'm going to make something of myself. Mm-hmm. Was not because I really needed to. It was because people just believed I couldn't and I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And because of that, it put a fire under my butt that made me move.
Right.
And once you start moving, momentum gathers.
Man.
Once you got some momentum and you see what you're really capable of, things change.
And that was the beautiful thing about it. That fire, they lit a fire under me. And it gave me a whole lot of opportunity. Because if I would have accepted their deal, maybe you and I wouldn't be talking today.
And that's where I believe everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely, it does.
And it's not always for us to understand. We just got to keep knowing and going.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, what did you have to get really right early on in order to position Decasso Custom as a luxury instead of a simple, you know, custom apparel type brand?
Well, I had to get everything right. Because remember, I just started this company off of rejection. And so I had to learn every single detail about custom clothing, how I'm supposed to do the measurements, the fabric, every single thing about it. I had to learn that just to get it right. So my first client, who do you think it was? Me.
Yep.
That's all right.
Yep.
So every suit I made, every overcoat I made, every single thing I made was for me so I can understand the system, to get it down, so I can present myself to the world. So now they can see that, okay, if he can get himself down, what can he do for me?
I like the perspective there. Because what you did is you didn't just dive into this with, okay, I got a fire under my butt. I just want to be successful at this. No, that was, to me, a systems thinking is I need to become an expert, an authority in this thing so that the other people out there can see that I'm an expert and authority in this industry.
Absolutely.
And if they see that and I take it seriously, they take me seriously, and now the brand grows.
Yes.
It's all about the work you put into it. And the intention behind it. So as we addressed, you know, in that first segment, intentionality, you know, makes all the difference.
Everything.
It really does. Whether it's the way you present yourself or the way that you handle your business, it all matters. And let me tie this over a little bit before we dive into the next question.
Okay.
How you handle and present yourself, if you take the time to learn how to, well, build suits really well and to perfect that craft, do that in any form of business, you're preparing yourself for long-term success, for growth, and for true improvement amongst the marketplace. It's not about just jumping into something you think you can be good at and just, you know, haphazardly moving forward. No, it's take the time to educate yourself. It's easy to waste time on things that don't really matter. We spend major time on minor things. If you start spending major time on major things, everything changes. And that's exactly what you did.
Absolutely.
That's why you look so sharp.
Thank you so
much,
sir.
And that's why you are going to Milan soon.
I am, and I can't wait to go there. It's going to be a fabulous time.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to hear about that, and we're going to dive into that a little bit. But, you know, how do you build a brand that is trusted by your clients, you know, and in a way where they truly want to invest in that level of craftsmanship? Because nowadays, people are cheap. Let's be real. People want the cheapest options. That's why Amazon's blowing up a lot of the time. But what does it take to build a brand where they want that level of craftsmanship and they trust your judgment?
Time. You said time, understanding the product. So that was a whole thing. So once I understood my whole business and I became an expert at it, now I'm able to show everybody. Then I started to, what I had to do in the beginning too, was cut costs on some of my clothing. So I can, maybe like you came to me and say, Ryan, I want to make a suit for you. I'm going to charge you X, Y, Z. It's not the normal price, but let me just show you what I can do. So I started doing those type of deals with a few people so I can start taking those pictures and put them out there. So once I have my P&R down and my system down and people start to see what I was able to do, there was the turning mark in that position.
You actually addressed something that's one of my core beliefs in business. If you want to be more valuable, provide more value.
Mm-hmm.
So to start, an easy way to start in any business is provide some value so people experience it. and they can have a testimony on your behalf.
Yes.
But at the same time, you gain the experience of working with those different people.
Absolutely.
And what you did is you said, okay, you know, maybe I cut the cost on some of this. Maybe I'm not making, you know, the margin I want on everything for a little bit. That's okay. Because now there's people that are wearing your stuff, that are talking to other people about it. They're out there as mobile billboards for you, talking about this nice setup they've got.
Right.
That's major.
Big time.
That is the sacrifice it takes at times to move forward and to build that level of brand, which is very clear that you have. You know, and something I'm a little bit curious about is, is what were the toughest moments in building the business from the ground up, especially in a category where, well, presentation has to be absolutely flawless.
One of the toughest moments, everything was on me, Ryan. Everything. So here I am, building this from the bottom up, learning. That's the key. That was, everything was hard because I had to learn every single thing. And then I had to try to go out and produce these things and show my clients that it's that I have great quality. So that was some of the toughest things, just to get the people to understand that I have something here, not just the big box brands that you can go to. So the credibility was one of the most challenging and toughest things that I had to come through.
You know, in a market that is definitely diluted by some big names and cheap options and the brands that people know they can just go to all the time, you know, just because it's relevant or it's simple, it is not an easy thing to stand out.
Right.
It truly isn't the easiest thing to do, but consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency and commitment are two things I found consistently that help people like you be successful. It's one of those common denominators. If a business owner has an idea but they can't be consistent and committed to it,
right,
it does not happen. It will not work. Because your commitment, think of it like this. Discipline shows up when willpower runs out. When motivation's gone, discipline is there.
I like that.
So when it comes to business, if you're the disciplined type, when a roadblock pops up or a new, you know, brick wall stands in your way or someone's giving you some bad influence, whatever it is, you're just like, eh, whatever, I'm gonna keep moving anyway.
Right.
You tough it out. You stick with it, you keep going. And doing what you do, I'm thoroughly impressed. I've worked with clothing brands and it is not an easy thing to do. Even for someone who's, I've helped build a lot of successful businesses.
Right.
I'm impressed by your business.
Thank you so much.
It's really well-rounded. The products are absolutely incredible. I mean, you look sharp as can be.
Appreciate that.
And I truly think our audience can learn a lot from your experience, your knowledge, but also the quality that you put into the things that you do.
Yeah.
So, to our viewers, real quick, I want to address, where can our audience find you?
So, you can find me on my website. It's DCASSO Custom, that's DCASSO Custom.com. Same thing with Instagram, DCASSO Custom, DCASSO, and TikTok also, DCASSO Custom, DCASSO Custom. All those platforms.
I love it. You keep it nice and simple.
Why not?
And that's the way to keep, you know, easy for people to find you. So, to our audience, next up, I'm shifting into something every entrepreneur feels, but not everyone knows how to build, and that's confidence, and how it becomes a real competitive advantage in business. So we'll be right back on BizTalk. Welcome back to BizTalk. I've talked about image and building brands, and you know, but now I wanna focus on what really sits underneath both of them. It's confidence. Real confidence affects how we enter the room, how we communicate our value, how we handle objectives and objections, and how we consistently we lead. It makes all the difference. And what I like about Dimitri's work is that he does not treat clothing as surface level. He treats it as a tool that can truly help people align their, well, their presentation with the level they're actually trying to reach. And DCASSO Customs describes it as, you know, its garments as matching a client's fit, lifestyle, and the power statement, right? This is where confidence is a major part of the value proposition in itself. So in this segment, you know, I want to make the conversation more about personal, you know, a little more personal and strategic, right? Dive into the reality of this on a personal level for people. You know, confidence is often, you know, discussed like a personality trait. Whereas I've found it, it's a skill that's learned. Mm-hmm. It's something that you embody and you just are or aren't. Mm-hmm. And it's not just an automatic thing all the time. And what you do helps seriously boost and shift that confidence. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's often that people, attribute dressing nice to business. Well, dressing nice is more than just business. It's a statement of who you are. It's wearing yourself in an outward expression of what you believe in yourself and the confidence you have and where you're going and who you're becoming. You know, I want to explore how confidence can be strengthened through presentation, you know, perspective and perception. And it starts, as we mentioned, you know, in that first segment, it starts even before that first handshake. So to dive right in, and I want to thank you again for being here. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
This is a fun kind of conversation because, you know, the more and more we talk about this, the more and more I'm realizing, you know, I could learn from someone like you, especially in the fashion side of things, as my wife would like to say. You know, I could dress a little better.
Hit me up.
You know, she loves me and I love her, but, you know, I understand. I was a welder, mm-hmm. and I jumped into this business world thinking, you know, you can judge me how you want. Mm-hmm. I'll change your mind with the results. But unfortunately, I know that that first perspective, that first initial kind of connection makes all the difference. Mm-hmm. So to dive right in, you know, in your words, like in your world really, how closely are confidence and presentation really connected?
I think they're both connected perfectly. And here's the reason why. Confidence is internal. And so when you have confidence, it motivates you. Now with the presentation, now that also is what people see. So whenever you have confidence about yourself, like I said, your shoulders up high, mm-hmm. you feel good about yourself. And now people outwardly see that. And so I like it both. And I think they go hand in hand with each other.
You know, it like we kind of mentioned that first segment, you know, it does start with how you see yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, something that I like to really focus on is self-awareness. Being aware of who you are and what you look like to the rest of the world and how the rest of the world values you. Mm-hmm. It makes all the difference. Yep. So, you know, be aware that you might need to up the game there. Be right. aware that your confidence might be affected because you're not showing up at your best.
Right.
And looking your best. Now, like I mentioned, you know, the first time I put on a nice suit, I was like, okay, I feel different. I feel good. I feel like, yeah, I'm the guy who's running this place, mm-hmm. and it does make a difference. You know, when someone puts on, you know, a garment that truly fits who they are, what shifts in their energy and outward behavior?
Everything. Just like we talked. Whenever you put something on, when I told you when my client put on his suit, yeah. man, that his energy, his outward appearance changed. Because now he feels good about himself. Because he looks different. And then when you look different and feel good about yourself, it's going to be visible. And then when you go out into the world, they're going to see that confidence because now the presentation matches. And that's where that's why it all goes hand in hand, both of them.
So then I'm curious.
Okay.
How is that confidence able to be used as an advantage in business? From your perspective, okay. you've built this thing from the ground up. You've had to have that confidence. So how has that worked for you? How has that confidence been an advantage?
Because people perceive you as a certain way. So the advantage is that when I'm looking good, when I'm feeling good, now that transitions to people want to know, hey, where do you get your stuff from? Hey, I want to know more about you and what you have going on. So a person that's in a business setting, if they are dressed a certain way based on their business, right? Like you say, you don't want to go overboard.
Yeah, plumber, shop, suit, that might be a little rough.
You don't want to go overboard. But now when you're dressed a certain way in the business perspective, your employees and your employers, they treat you differently now. And now you probably you might be able to get whatever promotion, whatever thing that you're looking for, because now your confidence is there.
Yeah, and everyone else's mind, you know, your value has grown.
Definitely.
So, you know, it's funny. Confidence is a power in my mind. And I think a lot of confidence comes from being comfortable with who you are, mm-hmm. not just how you're presented, but who you are inside that suit at the same time.
Right.
And that suit can be something that outwardly expresses who you are. Mm. It's master level. Now, my older brother, he's a teacher here in, you know, Episcopal High School downtown here in Houston, and he wears some of the most bizarre dress shirts, blazers, red velvet, and felt goodness, a cow print blazer.
Wow.
He's wild with it. But his confidence matches for sure. He's the teacher that when you see him, he wears it because that's who he is.
Right.
That's how he is. And he connects with people that way because he's different.
Right.
People see that immediately and have a different perspective. I'm like, oh, that guy must be fun, or what's going on with him? You know, what in the world is going on? Oh, that's my math teacher?
Right.
Yes, it is. And it breaks down some walls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of value in that. You know, and, you know, diving into this a little bit differently, you're going to Mulan soon.
Yes.
This is a big deal. I want to dive into that a little bit more, but I want to enter that conversation with that opportunity in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
What has that done for your confidence?
It boosted my confidence. Because now what it does, it makes me believe that people believe in me. Because think about it, this is over, I had an invitation overseas. Now I had an opportunity to showcase in New York Fashion Week. And because of that, they saw my stuff. And so now it puts the fire in me. It makes me like, okay, Demetric, you can do this. People starting to see you as a luxury brand on the rise and they want to be a part of it. So that keeps me going.
It
keeps absolutely. So it keeps the fire going and keeps me wanting to continue to build this brand, even though it's tough. So that builds the confidence in me, makes me feel like I got this. No matter what might happen, no matter what downfalls, I'm going to be all right.
You're seeing real results.
I'm seeing it.
You've seen it go those directions. Now, a little bit on Mulan. You know, what are you really looking forward to with this, man? You've got to be excited for what's coming up, because that's not a small deal. To our audience, if you know anything about the fashion industry, that is not a small deal by any means. It truly isn't. So
not.
What does that really mean for you?
It means the world. Because I'm going global now.
Mm.
Global presence is validation. And so there's so many opportunities I will have because I'm in Milan. Milan is a place where fashion is at the highest peak, right? And so there's so many fashion brands and luxury brands that's out there. So just by me being in a position to showcase there gives me that credibility.
Puts you in a whole different category.
It puts me into a whole different category.
Yes. Yes.
And so the confidence that goes with that, not being conceited, but the confidence, it lets me know that, hey, if you stay focused and you keep doing what you're doing, you're able to be successful. And then other people start to recognize it.
It's proof.
In the pudding.
It's proof. It is proof that when you stay committed, consistent, and disciplined in something,
absolutely,
you can make it happen.
Absolutely.
Just like with me having this show and another show, I never thought I'd be in these positions. I never thought I'd be a media guy. I never thought I'd write books and be on stages. I never thought of these things.
Right.
But as things continued on and my words meant more and more to different people, it was that validation that was, okay, maybe I've got some important things to say. Mm-hmm. Maybe this guy who came from poverty was a welder. Maybe he's learned a thing or two to maybe help some people.
Right.
And as that grows, my confidence grows with it. But not in a way of conceited, like you said. Mm. It's in a way of my passion's growing with it.
Right.
Because it is of value and it does help and make a difference.
Man, that's beautiful.
And that to me is powerful. And no matter what business you're in, that's something to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
Your effort pays off. Your dedication pays off. But, you know, to dive into another thing, you know, is confidence something style reveals, or can style really actually help build it all together? Because I know it can go both ways, but I'm curious your perspective.
I think style can build that. I think it can. Because, like you said, everyone is not born with it. I can say for myself, I didn't have confidence as a young man. People are like, what? No, I did not. I don't believe that.
You would have fooled me.
I fooled a lot of people, right? But the truth, I did not have it. So once I think I got into like 11th grade, I started dressing differently in 11th grade. That was a pivotal point of my life. I started to dress different and people started to receive me different, and now that boosted up my confidence. So the style can help you boost it up, because now you see yourself differently and people interact with you differently. And then you're like, oh, okay, I am somebody. I can look the certain part, or I can do certain things. So absolutely.
It's all influence.
It's influence.
Influence shapes all of our reality.
Absolutely.
How the things that you consume, the things that you see, the people you communicate with, all of it influences the way you see the world. It impacts all your thoughts, and that dictates your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you dress the part and you present yourself well, you're changing the influence for others about you.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, that changes the way that people interact with you. You know, this conversation is absolutely incredible, and we've got one more segment left to really dive into a lot. So to our audience, in our final segment, I'm looking ahead at where business culture is going and why professional image is evolving right along with it. So don't go anywhere, stretch out, grab some coffee or popcorn, whatever it is you got to do. We'll be right back on Biz Talk with a lot more fun conversations. Welcome back to Biz Talk. Don't miss a second of this show or any Now Media TV favorites streaming live or on demand whenever and wherever you want. Grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS for instant access to our bilingual lineup in both English and Spanish. Prefer a podcast? Listen anytime at www.nowmedia.tv. From business to lifestyle, culture, and so much in between, Now Media TV is here 24/7. We are here in our final segment of Biz Talk with Dimitrik. And so far, this conversation has been incredible. We got to cover topics that it's really easy to overlook, but it's too important to miss. You know, we've talked about first impressions, luxury branding, and confidence. Now I want to close with a bigger picture question, and that's, you know, what does professional image look like going forward? And this is a big question, and I know we got a lot we could dive in here. So thank you for being here with me and having a fun conversation and providing a lot of value to our audience, because this is stuff that does make a difference.
It does.
And you and I have both experienced it in many different levels, but, you know, business culture is changing. Mm-hmm. You know, dress codes are looser in some spaces, more, you know, expressive in others, and increasingly tied to personal brand rather than corporate uniform. And this is a consistent thing I see. When you look at big companies now, things are getting more relaxed and people are becoming a little more comfortable in dressing any sort of way in business. And, you know, I'm not going to express how I feel about it necessarily. I think, you know, the way you show up is the way you're going to deliver. But, you know, that's my thoughts here. But at the same time, you know, premium presentation still matters, especially for people building trust, influence, and visibility, such as you are today on this show. And, well, you showed up the part. I'll give you that.
Thanks.
So in this segment, we're going to try to dive into your thoughts on where this is going and you know, the broader vision for Dacasso as a full luxury experience that brings together grooming, fashion, and personalized service. Mm-hmm. So to kick things off, I want to dive into this in a way that, you know, a little broad, but it allows me to kind of see what your thoughts are.
Okay.
Where do you see fashion going in the world of business? Big question.
Big question.
But as you're getting involved and you're going to Mulan and you're building this luxury brand that is extremely high quality, do you think it's going back around to dressing that part, or is it just getting more lackadaisical?
I think it's coming back around to getting to dressing a part. And here's one reason why I believe that. Because we're no longer on Zoom anymore, really, right?
Yeah. COVID days are a little behind
gone.
Us now.
So now we have to get back into the boardrooms. We're doing face-to-face meetings. And so the leaders, the CEOs, now they have to think about how I am presenting myself to my board members or to anyone who I have a meeting. So they're coming back to start dressing a certain way. And and one thing that I like that I'm seeing too is that now it's starting to get more personalized. I had a beautiful opportunity to make some blazers for a particular company, mm-hmm. and I was able to put their logo on Ooh. Their blazer.
Okay.
Something different.
Yeah, a little different.
Nice,
yeah.
You know? And so they're allowing their workers to have more personal things with it now instead of more standardized things.
Yeah, you know, I've seen plenty of those branded T-shirts and stuff, but branded blazers, that's
yes.
a whole different level.
Yes.
I've yet to actually see that, and I think it's actually kind of a cool idea.
Look at mine.
Yours is just over the top.
Logo.
I love it. You know, and that logo works. In the world of business, very good branding.
Thank you so much.
It's a recognizable logo. It's Thank something you. That sits in subtle, but also stands out enough. It's a status symbol all at the same time.
Absolutely.
And you're making a statement. Truly making a statement. You started making
it.
The stuff for yourself
first.
To perfect it
yes.
before you started giving it to others, making it for others.
Absolutely.
That's a statement.
Yes, sir.
That's confidence in what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you so much.
You know, as business culture changes, what do you think professional image means now compared to, you know, 10 years ago?
It still means a lot. You know, 10 years ago, we didn't have COVID, and their perception of it was still good. So it still means a lot, because your image dictates what people think about you. And these people in business, the leaders, all those, they understand that I have to still present myself in a certain way, especially because we're outside of COVID and we're getting back into the market of going back to work and seeing people, and they seeing us. So that's still, it's still very important.
You know, pre-COVID, it was very clear that dress code and the way you present yourself was a high standard. It was. People showing up to court. Yeah, you show up nice, or the judge is going to say, turn around, you're gone.
Gone.
Like, we're going to redo this.
Right.
Like, you better come dressed well. Nowadays, you know, it's coming back around to that, but during COVID and post-COVID, people show up t-shirts, shorts, stuff like that, and it's just acceptable because we went to that world of Zoom.
Right.
And remote type work and a separation from that physical face-to-face where, well, I remember, you know, running a big company, COVID hit, we were essential business, so we had a lot of our team working remote, our accounting team and many other teams, and people start showing up in meetings, t-shirts. I'm like, since when was this acceptable?
Right.
And after a while of doing it, I was like, you know what? It's not that big of a deal to me. But as I come back around and everyone's showing back up in offices, you know, everyone's coming back together, it's let's show up well.
Right.
We have customers coming through. We've got a standard we want to hold. When you dress nice, you communicate different. You hold yourself different. You expressed it well. You actually went through a mental strategy of presenting yourself well, building that confidence, how it applies to business, how it applies to the way people see you, and what that result turns into.
Right.
That's stuff people don't typically think about. But it's important. You know, and you know, are today's clients looking for formally, you know, formality or individuality? You know, what do you see? Does everyone just want to be kind of stand out, unique, like the, you know, red velvet blazers, or or is it, what does that look like to you? Especially with your brand. Do people just want to stand out different, or
I've seen a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it all depends also on where they're going. So that's what I have to figure out when they come see me. This consultation is very important. Hey, what is this for?
Ooh, yeah.
See, that's very important. So once I know what it's for, then I say, okay, let's stand out in this area, right? But what people like is the personal details, the personal touch, because sometimes you can, on your sleeve, you can have a last buttonhole that can be a particular color.
Yep.
So small details that they want that can make it stand out, not being too obvious, like the red blazer, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I like that. It's a really good point. You know, as you said before, it's an outward expression of who you are in a lot of ways.
Yes.
It's a way to build that confidence. And like, well, the brother, he's crazy with it because that's just who he is. Me, you know, I'm a little more of that rugged, subtle, but, you know, I try to blend in with different crowds and make things work. But, you know, looking at the bigger picture, there's definitely a time and place for different level.
Yes.
And there's times where I want to stand out. If I'm getting on stage and want to, you know, speak to a crowd, I want to stand out just enough for people remember.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize me, they remember me, they remember the setting. You know, if you can create a big event where there's a singular focus and something's a little bit off about it, people seem to remember it a lot.
Right.
And, you know, branding like that on a blazer, that's something subtle, but it's personalized,
and
it's individualized,
remembered.
Right? And it's remembered.
Yeah.
There's a lot of value in keeping things personal, but also keeping it to where it's professional, consistent, and bigger branding scale. But, you know, how do you see luxury tailoring evolving for younger professionals, founders, and creatives? You know, the younger crowd seems to be a little less on that pristine, forward dressing type style. How do you see that changing?
Well, actually, I see they're evolving right now. Mm. They were relaxed, but now I'm starting to see, when I look at social media, they're starting to dress up a little bit more. I see a lot of suits being worn by a lot of people now because they understand it. They understand that the way I present myself is very important. So why not present myself in a way that will give me a better edge? And one thing that I when I talk to a few of my clients too, right? I say, don't try to look at the CEOs and the billionaires who might can wear shorts and stuff. They've already made it, right?
I met a couple billionaires in Walmart jeans, and they're just comfortable with it. Like, okay, see, they made it.
They made it.
He's got a helicopter. He's fine. He
we have nice not jeans. Made it yet. So since we have not made it, why not give us an opportunity to get to that position so we can make it? So I think they're realizing that the younger crowds, the younger ones, that they want to position themselves in a way that they can make it.
Yeah, it's all about that influence.
It's all about it.
This conversation has been incredible. We've covered a lot of different things. There's a lot of value there. It's very obvious that your brand is where it's at because of the work and dedication you've put in, the quality and craftsmanship that you have, and just the overall passion for what you're doing.
I love it.
So can you share with our audience where they can find you, how they can follow your work? You know, with this stuff in Mulan coming up, you know, just let them have it.
Yeah.
Share with them who you are and where they can follow you.
Hey, once again, my name is Dimitri Simmons. I am the co-founder and the creative director for Dacasso Custom. You can find me at Dacasso Custom, that's DCASSO custom.com, Dacasso Custom Instagram, Dacasso Custom TikTok as well. And that's where you can find all the journeys. And if you look at the page, you see some of the things I've created. And Milan will be a place where I will explode and make an impact. So follow me and see how things come.
Yeah, we'll say, you know, dive into your website, dive social media stuff. You and I are going to have to be working together.
Let's do it.
Up my game in a few areas.
And then you can help me out too.
Yeah, hey, I'm looking for that right now. I know some people that I need to connect you with that are all about the way they dress, and they're going to love to meet you. And this is some of the beauty of working with different businesses, business owners in different stages and areas in life and business, is because those connections can make all the difference. And in this conversation, I've learned. I've been in business for a while. I've worked with executives, billionaires, a lot of different people, and I still learn from anybody and everybody,
right,
especially in this topic. As like I mentioned earlier, my wife would definitely tell you I need to learn more. But today, I will say this conversation has been absolutely incredible. And to our audience, you know, we've covered a lot of different things, anywhere from, you know, personal branding to confidence to, you know, the right fit for you to express who you are. You know, and thank you for joining me today.
What stands out
to me in this conversation ultimately is the style is not separate from, you know, the business strategy. It can reinforce the credibility, sharpen the brand identity, and help people carry themselves in a more confident and way with clarity and who they really are. You know, from building Dacasso Custom in Houston to gaining media exposure and stepping out, you know, onto the New York Fashion Week stage, you know, your story shows what can happen when craftsmanship, discipline, and vision all move in the same direction. So to everyone watching, this is the takeaway. How you show up matters. Your presentation will not replace substance, but it can absolutely amplify it. So this has been Biz Talk. Again, I'm your host, Ryan Herpin, and I look forward to seeing you next time.